Rocket fans, we're going to pack the buses on Friday and go to Bardstown, Kentucky for the second straight season. Last year, our season ended there with Bethlehem. And this year, Coach Starnes, I think we've got a better chance in this game.
Well, I mean, Chris, you know, we don't know. We simply going to have to be fired up, and we're going to have to play excited like we did last week. And, you know, any time that you put your pads on, I think you have a chance. But I can tell you that that Bethlehem is a solid football team, and they're big, and they play hard, and you know, they execute their offense well. And as I said before, you know, they run the system offense like we do, and they were at Murray State camp with us, and we got a chance to see him. And I'm going to tell you, that quarterback is a heck of an athlete, and he makes things happen.
Probably the best news, of course, bad news for Bethlehem, but the best news for Rocket fans is that the running back, Hunter Downs, is out.
Yeah, and I hate it for him. He's a senior. And
an awesome player.
A great player, both offense and defense. And, you know, just a powerhouse of a running back, and reminds me a lot of what Blake Gardner and Rodney Robertson, that type of physical build and running skill, and just an outstanding runner. And, you know, I hate it for him, but, you know, we have our own injuries that we had to deal with this year, and we know how they feel and stuff like that. But, you know, when something happens, then another kid's given the opportunity. And so I think his name's Tyler Oler, number 24. I mean, he looks quick. And so he's Hunter Downs' replacement, and does an outstanding job. And so, you know, as we said before, that you know, that you have to be ready if you're a backup player, second team, and you have to be ready to come in, and because you never know when your opportunity is going to get there. And this kid is really has really done a good job with that opportunity.
They've had a lot of graduations from last year. Their whole front line is gone, so they've retooled their front line. Two of those kids from last year went on to play college football. Their center had been the center for 4 years. You know, Bethlehem beat us 48-21, but they kind of took off and created the gap in the second half. This is a team that's not the same team we played last year. They're unranked. Last year they were ranked when we went, and this time, you know, they've lost to some very good teams, though. They haven't let any mediocre teams beat them.
Yeah, but, you know, Chris, I mean, they're not the same team, but we aren't either. And you know, they had a lot of kids that graduate. They had to start over with their line, and so did we. You know, and you have to understand this, too, is as I've said before, we have 7 to 9 sophomores that are starting either one side of the ball or starting both ways. And I mean, that says a lot in and of itself. And so when you have that many, then you have to expect those mistakes that they're going to make as well. They're younger. They're not as mature as seniors. And so, you know, that still concerns me. Although, you know, I'm watching them in practice yesterday, and the kids are working hard in practice. It's not an issue of laziness. It's not an issue of desire. It's not an issue of that. It's just simply a technique issue that we have to work on, and we have to get better and better each time they do. And they will be better next year than they were this year. Mm-hmm. It's just as we said before this season started, we're going to have these growing pains, and we're still having them because of technique. So we still got a coach, you know, that's what makes it fun. For us to be able to do that and take a young group. And, you know, it's good for these seniors that these young kids came around when they did. Because when you lose as much as we lost last year, then there's a lot of question marks. And these kids did a good job stepping in.
Yeah, this team, Bethlehem, they've got a lot of athletes. It looks like a lot of the same, you know, watching them on film on the huddle program, it looked like probably four or five different kids are about the same size. I think, and a lot of them are juniors too. You mentioned the Oler. There's Sam Talbert. There's Gabe. I think it's Blinko, and Jackson Gasser, and Jameson Hinkelbein. A lot of guys who've either caught passes or had a number of rushes on the season. But again, you go back to the two workhorses in their offense is the quarterback and the running back, Hunter Downs, who's out. He was also their kicker. I think he by far led the team in scoring with point after kicks as well as touchdowns. He was a top scorer of touchdowns.
Yeah, but you know, I'm telling you, this Hinkelbein kid. I mean, he's
number 10.
He's an Ethan Hunt that's a little bit bigger, it looks like, and he's going to catch the ball wherever it is around him. And I've watched a film on him, and he's made some outstanding catches. And you know, they're just going to play hard. I mean, it's just you know, it's going to be two teams, I hope, that understands that that it's the second round of the playoff, and we have a lot of young kids that I know understands that they'll be back next year, but we have these seniors that will not be back next year. And so you know, I hope the kids know that that we have to play with everything that we have, and play with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement, and create turnovers as we did last week. And you know, and because if we win, we advance. And you know, I think that we would like to go to Russellville, just because I Russellville's got a great team, and I'm not wishing us there like that, that it'll be different. But I think that we will be a better football team next time we play them than what we were the last time we played them, because I don't feel like that we played our best, and I felt like that we could hang in there with them just a little bit better than what we did.
Of course, Russellville plays Campbellsville this week.
They play at Campbellsville, and you know, and that means that we would play Russellville. And I don't think there's a chance of Campbellsville beating Russellville, but you know, that means that we would play Russellville for the regional championship, and that means a lot to these guys. But you know, I can tell you, we have our hands full with Bethlehem. They're a good football team, and that quarterback, if you remember correctly, he was the one that ran all over us last year, and we really have to make sure that we contain him.
Matthew Hagan, he's a senior. He's a 3-year starter. And it looks to me like he's really become more of an efficient passer than he was last year. They were just a ground-oriented team. He and Hunter Downs ran the ball, but now this year they're throwing it around.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, they went to the systems camp, so I mean, they're getting the spread offense, and they were spread last year, but they based mainly out of the run wing tee from the spread, and they are throwing the ball more, and the Hinkelbein kid is catching it. So you know, I mean, it's a better offense, and we just have to make sure that we understand that and take care of the things that we were supposed to take care of, and play our technique right. And if we do that, then we have a chance to win this ball game.
What is the key to going up? You've watched, I'm sure you've seen a number of opponents against them on film. What are people having success doing against them?
Stopping the big plays. You know, you play your technique the way that you're supposed to play your technique, and you don't allow the big plays, and if you do that, then you'll be able to have success on them. But they are a high powered offense, and they're going to move the football, and they're going to score. The key that for us to be able to do that is for us to be able to score, and we're going to have to be able to steal some possessions. And if we can't steal any possessions from them, then it'll be a slugfest, and I think that they will come out ahead.
Well, we certainly stole possessions last week against Fort Knox. So
yeah, and that's what we said. You know, you credit Jeremy Wheeler, defensive coordinator. He preached that all week, and we've been doing it all season. And, you know, that's what we say. Any opportunity that we can to knock a ball loose, that's what we want to do. So we do drills for it, at, you know, each defensive practice. And so we want to continue to do that. And, you know, that's the way we know that you can get ahead, is if you win the turnover ratio. So we're going to have to make sure that we do that and not turn the ball over and give them possessions and take some possessions away from them. And it comes from special teams as well. So it's just the big plays. We can't allow the big plays. We have to make them earn it.
It was something you mentioned, your defensive coordinator, and how important those coordinators are to your football team. I know this year Bethlehem has two new ones. Both of their offense and defense coordinator left after last year. I don't know where they went, but so they've got virtually a new coaching staff. Yeah. Kuntz is still there, the head coach.
And you know, we, like I said, we were at the Tony Franklin System Camp in Murray State, and they were there, and so we got to talk to them a little bit, see their kids. They saw our kids, and you know, had some competitions with them and against them and stuff like that. So,
so very familiar.
We're familiar with them, and
you know, this is a team. This is a team before 2010. We knew absolutely nothing about. Played them for the first time in 2010 down here, and I know that's a game we felt like kind of got away from us, and they won it 28-14.
Yeah, because if you remember before that, it was KCD. We were playing KCD a couple years before that. So we would watch film on Bethlehem, and because it was Bethlehem versus KCD, and so it would be KCD come to us instead of that year it was Bethlehem, and they were a good football team when they came down here and beat us before.
And that was a good game that Country Day and Bethlehem played this year. And it was a highly touted game at the time. Both of them were ranked at that point. Of course, Louisville, Kentucky Country Day won that game. I think they kind of pulled away in the second half of it, but won it 48-28. But Country Day still in top 10. They're ranked number 9 in the state right now. Mm-hmm.
And Country Day looks like that they run that wing tee, that single wing.
Really Fort a tight Knox, formation.
You know, it was like Fort Knox that they run, but based it out a little bit different. Fort Knox based theirs out of wing tee. They're basing theirs out of true single wing, getting more people on one side of the ball. So, and so it looks like that they have some good talent that goes with them. But that's what it is with Bethlehem. Bethlehem scored 28 points, and you figure 1 point, 28 points is enough to win the ball game. But, when you outscore them like that and your offense can score at will, then that's when you're going to be able to win some ball games. So that's why I said they're a good potent offense, so we just have to make sure that we don't give up the big plays and make them earn it.
We mentioned Country Day. They'll be playing Frankfort this week. I think that's a big showdown of an earlier game that they had beaten Frankfort. And then Holy Cross, Louisville Holy Cross, a team we've played and beat once in the playoffs several years back, will be playing Beechwood over in the second
mercy.
Region.
Yeah, oh, mercy.
I think Beechwood's the favorite in that game. So whoever comes out of the first region would likely play either Beechwood or Country Day. My prediction anyway. Out of those,
it'd be Beechwood.
Yeah, probably so. Of course, the big teams are over in the other part of the state. With Raceland and Paintsville. Paintsville's number 1, and Raceland, I think they were number 2 or 3 at one point. They're number 5 now, but Paintsville's number 1, and then Pikeville is number 4. So you got three of the top 5 over there.
Yeah, if you go back historically and look at the state champions, then usually it's this end of the state instead of that part. You know, it's Paintsville, Pikeville, and all of them. Yeah, they're in there. But Beechwood is the one that you. That's what I'm talking about. This end of the state. Yeah. You know, I'm talking about this side. You know, this side of the bracket is usually
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati area. This end of the state. You know, but this side of the bracket is the one that usually wins the state champion.
So back to the Rockets, and I know it's you said all year it's more about what we do than what the other team does. Is how are things going this week? Good week of practice. Anybody hurt? What's
the status? Yeah, I mean, no, we don't have anybody hurt. It's a good week of practice. We still have we had an individual that's going to miss the game Friday because he had to go watch his brother in graduation, so he won't be able to play. And so, you know, we're left behind to have to try to pick up the pieces, and that's what it's been all year for us and decisions that are made, and we have to understand that somebody's going to have to step in and play, and that's where I say when somebody's hurt, when there's a decision made, you decide don't go to practice and stuff, somebody's going to step in and play because you have to get people ready, and you can't expect to miss and then come back and everything is the way it was, because it's not. It doesn't stop. It continues. And so, the kids that are out there, we've had a great week of practice, which means that because this individual missed, we're going to have to move people around. So we're trying to work out combinations. And so it's frustrating for us. We would like kids to just come to practice every day, no problems, no missing, no issues, but it doesn't work that way. Reality is that we have, and we have to deal with it. So we are dealing with it, and I hope the kid that's in there that plays has a great game and contributes to the team. So that's where we were this week.
Well, we will be on the road at Bethlehem. It's in Bardstown. It's off of Stephen F. Foster and 31 East, I believe, if you're going up there. I think you get off on the first exit and go to Stephen F. Foster, and it's right there. It's kind of a quaint little place. It was a pretty nice
atmosphere. It's not at the school. Right. It's at St. Monica Church or something like that. So,
which isn't far from the school.
Not far from the school at all, but it's not at the school.
Yeah. Of course, Bethlehem was 6-4 this season. They were the 3-0 in their district and the champions of the second district. And we will see then the Eagles on Friday night at Bardstown. Thank you, Coach Starnes. Good luck.
Hi, buddy. Appreciate it.
This podcast is brought to you with support from Crittenden Health Systems, a local full-service hospital in Marion, Kentucky. I'm with Rocket football coach Al Starnes, who has been featured in an advertising campaign for the hospital, encouraging people to get a colon screening at age 50.
Well, I mean, Chris, I mean, you know, I was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2013. I think that at that time I was 52 years old, and you know, you're supposed to get the colonoscopy at 50, and I didn't get it at 50, and Angela scheduled us to have a colonoscopy, and we did, and she was fine, and they found cancer in me. So, and had I gotten the colonoscopy at 50 years old, then I honestly believe that it would not have turned into cancer. So, screening for it, I think, is the best way. Being preventative is the best way to prevent things from going any farther. And so now I'm a big advocate for it. If there's no signs or symptoms, and because I didn't. You know, you think that everything's okay, and it was a total shock to us. You know, I think that you know, 50 years old, or if there's a history of colon cancer, then you get screened, because I think that's going to save your life, potentially save your life, and they find things early.
Absolutely. That is sage advice from a man who knows all too well. Call Crittenden Health Systems today for more information about a colonoscopy screening. It is a procedure that is done right here at the hospital in Marion, and as Coach Starnes says, it can be a lifesaver.